Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is Otto Loos. And we are, just as I've said, coming back the last two times, just so honored to have our supervisor with us today, Supervisor Judy Bosworth. And I also want to make sure that people realize that this radio program is because of Judy's support. I'm not saying Judy would pull the plug on it, but she has the right. If she doesn't think it's effective, if she doesn't think it's of any value, you know, things can go other places. So Judy's constantly evaluating everything for our seniors and for the residents of the town and making sure that the best foot is always put forward.
That's why you have me on.
We're going to go all over the place, but and again, a half hour is gone already. But I want to talk about the fun stuff, especially since the weather is starting to change. And before we get into the really, the last segment will be the more serious stuff, but movies, programs, fireworks, et cetera, that we didn't skip a beat through this whole thing. It was modified, but they were done. In fact, my children, one of them lives in Port Washington and participated in these things, and they loved it.
So we wanted to, and I can't find this stuff. We wanted to make sure that our residents would be able to have recreation, even if it couldn't be done in the usual way. So as we were planning, remember I mentioned the planning in February, last February, of like what we could do?
Right.
One of the things we started planning for, believe it or not, was drive-in movies. Because we figured if the pandemic really hit and people were not going to be able to go to movie theaters and have the usual outlets that they normally have, what could we do in the town to provide something that would be safe, fun, and accessible to everybody? And so we started planning for the drive-in movies. And what was interesting is it wasn't actually immediately allowed. But we had all the things in place so that should we be able to, if we ever got the go-ahead, that we would do that. So what happened, I think pretty early on, at sometime in March, when Governor Cuomo was giving one of his press conferences, one of his briefings, he talked about how, hey, drive-in movies, that would be a good thing. And we thought, okay, he just said it. We were ready to rock and roll, as they say. And that very weekend, we started the drive-in movies. And I will say we were the first municipality to do that. We had them. And this is, again, we started talking about waiving fees. Normally, this would be something that there would be a fee for it. We didn't want to put our staff in jeopardy in terms of collecting money. And we didn't want to put our residents in jeopardy in terms of having that exchange either. So we started the drive-in movies. There was no fee. The only thing that we asked was that if people came, that they bring some canned goods, some non-perishable items for our food banks. And so that was a way of helping our food banks, collecting food. And people were very generous and very understanding, so that every time we had a drive-in movie, anytime we had a drive-in concert, one of the things, and you didn't have to, but if you chose to, you could bring some food, something to help the food banks. And it was an easy way to do it. You didn't have to say, where should I go? Where should I drop it off? It was there. You drove in, you put it in the bin. And so you got to enjoy a wonderful movie, a night out with your kids, or not kids, just adults, and also help some of the people who were in need in the town.
So I'm just curious, Judy, I don't know if you know this even, what do you think was the percentage of people who participated in donating something?
It was a lot. If okay. I gave you a number, I'd be making it up.
No, I understand that part of it, but I would hope.
I would think about 75% of the
people. Oh, that's cool. That's great. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
What's that?
I was asking Christine or Beth Sanders writes to her because
I would think so. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, most people, you know, which was a good thing, would bring a little something, which is
absolutely.
And John, you mentioned Paul Washington and Judy. I just have a question because I'm a big user of the town of North Hempstead Beach Park. There was a vision program that started kind of before COVID. Do you have any kind of an update on where that might be going? I realize that you're, you know, it's not going to happen during your time, but you are clearly the one who initiated the whole thing.
So we started, you know, the visioning process, and you're quite right. I'm going to get back to the drive-in movies after I answer Otto's question.
Okay.
So, we started the visioning process, and we had, you know, what they call these, I didn't give the name, but the, you know, these little groups where people from the different parts of the community got together to talk about what their vision, what their thinking was for this. Oh, here, I got it. Okay. I'm here with like about 60 pages of stuff. And so as a result of these, the charrette, that's what the name is. We did come up with working with an architectural, you know, design firm for a plan for North Hempstead Beach Park. So right now, and it is moving forward, and that's a good thing. So we are currently in the engineering and designing stage for phase one. And, you know, as I said, it comes after a 2-year process. We're waiting for the, we're waiting, you know, for the results of that. We've held several internal and external meetings with the engineering design consultant to move this forward, you know, with all the departments that are available. So the, you know, the first thing would be the shore restoration of phase one, the parking lot. Phase one includes the restaurant. So that there are a number of really important things in phase one, and we are in the design phase. And you're right, it's not going to be while I'm here, but I, you know what, I'll take great pride in knowing that working together, we were able to get this started, because I think ultimately this will be an amazing asset for the town, not only in terms of recreation, but as being an economic boom. If we can, and we will, because we, you know, we plan to, if we can get the that restaurant going, can you imagine having a restaurant on the water, how that will bring in people not only from the immediate area, but all through the town of North Hempstead, as well as some other areas. And, you know, we always talk about economic stimulus and economic catalysts. And I really do believe that this visioning will ultimately be a destination place for many. And that will ultimately, that will help our town.
I agree. I mean, I remember, let's call it its glory days, going back 30 years ago, the park was used a lot. And I think it can get back to that easily.
You know what? It's amazing, Otto. It still is used a lot. If you go there on a Saturday or Sunday, all the green areas, there are people barbecuing, you know, there are little barbecue pits, there are people barbecuing, the people who come and spend the day. But there's so much more that we can do. It's a tired looking park. I mean, we've done new, you know, playground equipment. There've been improvements to it, but this is not just an improvement. This is a visioning, so that we're going to have something that will be just outstanding. And, you know, we're already applying for grants to help finance this. So, you know, when, you know, before John mentioned, you know, the AAA bond rating, you know, one of the reasons we have a AAA bond rating is, number one, you know, people laugh, but I say I am a fiscal conservative, and I am. But part of that is we are aggressive about going after grants. And so, you know, there's talk about...
Keep your thought, Judy. You are a fiscal conservative, but you are an open heart. That's a difference. So you're not cutting from somebody just to save the buck. You're making sure everybody gets what they need to enjoy life, but you're not throwing craziness into it.
And that's a great thing that you should be allowed to be nowadays. You know, without being branded.
Right.
If you budget correctly, if you budget conservatively, you do have the ability to do the things that need to be done. And these last years have actually shown that. And so that, you know, that's something that we're proud of. In terms of, well, you know, before I was talking about having wait fees for the beaches, we waived fees for the pool last summer. You know, that was a tough hit on the budget. And we did go into fund balance. Not a lot, but a little. And that's something that we're going to be working hard to replace. We had a very strong fund balance, which is part of why we have that AAA bond rating. But to me, these funds are there for a rainy day. And I don't know how else you would describe the challenge that this pandemic has brought to us, other than this is that rainy day. And so we need to do everything we can to make sure that our residents are given everything that we possibly can to make this more manageable, to make it more palatable, to make it not as onerous as it otherwise might have been.
The important thing, and I'm saying this to compliment Judy and for people listening, is there are so many communities, towns, cities, whatever you want to call it, throughout the country that just couldn't do anything. They were so far in debt in the first place, so their residents suffered. That didn't happen in North Hempstead, and people have to accept this is not normal. This was above and beyond what North Hempstead did. This is not like everybody should expect it. And I think the general population realizes it, that it was under proper leadership that stuff like this could go on and people could enjoy a quasi-normal life. By no means was it normal, but at least you went to a movie, you went to a fireworks, a vet could go out and get a vaccine without trying to ask his son if he could pay for some. I mean, little things like that that make everyday life just, you know, so much better. You don't have to sit in your couch and cry and say, my God, who's going to help me today?
Now, I think a big thing was there was contact, like human contact, like through Project Independence, social workers, nurses would be calling people. I think people who are isolated just want to know that somebody knows they're alive, you know, that you're not locked up in this place and nobody knows you're there. And I think that was big in North Hempstead.
I have to chime in because, you know, I'm so impressed. I don't live in North Hempstead, but it's a privilege. I know, please. But it's a privilege to really to work, you know, for the town. And I have to say, you know, during this time, and it was, you know, things were, money was reallocated also. And I always admire that about North Hempstead. You know, it's kind of, you know, you're not spending extra. Sorry, it's figuring out you have this, certain events couldn't happen. So it was thinking outside the box. And that's what always oppressed me. And that's all departments, you know, and under the leadership of, you know, Judy and the town board. And it was the speed at which these things happened. You know, I got to see that firsthand. And it was just, I think the residents aren't even aware how lucky they really are. You know, speaking from someone who doesn't live in North Hempstead, it's just absolutely amazing. So I just had to put my two cents in with that because it's something.
And we appreciate that, Christina. And now we got to go to another break. So you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Supervisor Bosworth.